Here you are, Central Park. It's September 15th, 2003, and you're here to see a fantastic explosion project by Chinese-born artist Sai Kuo Jiang.
Anne Pasternak is director of Creative Time.
Sai wanted to create a piece that celebrated Central Park, and in his mind, Central Park was the heart of the spirit of the people of New York City.
Sai used fireworks to create 600-foot pillars of light and halos over the park. He described the halos as amulets placed over the heart of Manhattan.
You're taking an explosive material, it's gunpowder, something that's normally reserved for violence, war, what have you, and turning it into something poetic.
The biggest halo was to be 1,000 feet wide and use more fireworks than the entire Macy's 4th of July celebration in New York City. To pull it off, the Central Park Reservoir had to be drained for cannons and computers. Then, on the morning of September the 15th...
The weather was our worst-case nightmare. The cloud coverage was so low, you could almost stand on your tippy-toes and touch the clouds.
The show went on. Right at 8 p.m., the pillars of light cut through the sky, sending bright, glowing masses up high above the park. With the low clouds, the sound was deafening.
And if you didn't know that this fireworks project was happening in Central Park, you may have thought bombs were dropping in the city. That is a worst-case scenario. You never, as a public arts presenter, you may want to provoke people on occasion, but you certainly don't want to scare the daylights out of them.
After the pillars came the first set of halos. Magnificent white circles illuminated the sky at tree level. Then came the biggest halo of all. But two-thirds of the way through...
Nothing fizzled. One of the cannons with the fireworks exploded and cut a computer cable cord, and the whole system went down.
But Anne says, despite all of this, Light Cycle was an incredible project, symbolizing renewal and wholeness for the city and the spirit of experimentation and risk-taking that public art should be all about.
And perhaps because the project wasn't flawless in the end, maybe it's much truer to reality and therefore that much more resonant.